in just a minute. Bill sings, "Give me a home where the buffalo rhyme," in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Moz, this week, the boot company UGG teamed up with sandal makers Teva to release a combination boot and sandal that fashion bloggers around the world are praising as what?
What?
No!
I don't even get what that means.
A boot and a sandal?
A boot, boot and a sandal?
So you know what UGGs are?
Yeah.
And those,
the boots,
those
yeah,
furry
the fluffy,
boots,
furry, yeah.
Yeah. You know what Tevas are?
Tevas are sandals.
Sandals, rubber sandals. Yeah. If you combine the two of them, how do you think that would look?
Ugly.
Yes! It is being acclaimed as the ugliest shoe ever made.
Oh, naturally.
I'm waiting for it to take
on the
Croc. It'll be like Godzilla versus King Kong.
Well, they would have added Crocs, but that would have torn about the fabric of the universe.
Wait, so is it a UGG boot with a Teva sole?
It's sort of a boot, but it has sandal straps at the bottom.
Oh,
so
gross.
The effect is like form followed function, not realizing function was junk and just looking for a place to be.
Is this for enhanced interrogation?
Sort of.
It sounds horrible.
Well, it looks like the kind of boot you have to wear after you've broken your foot, except you decide to wear these after you've had a psychotic break. One fashion blogger called it a mullet for your feet. Amy.
What?
Am I bothering you?
Yeah. No. Lay it on me.
All right, Amy, this week the Centers for Disease Control announced they underestimated the threat posed by something that many Americans really love. What is seemingly harmless but might kill you?
Let's see. Is it an illness?
No, it's not an illness.
Is it a condition?
So not something that you can do. Something that people like to have.
Like to have.
Sometimes they adopt them. Sometimes they watch videos.
Oh, it's chickens. Kissing your chickens.
Not chickens.
Kissing your roosters.
Rooster is a subset of chicken. I would have given it to you.
The other name for rooster.
But it's an animal even more beloved.
Kittens.
Yes, kittens.
What?
Yes.
Kissing your kittens?
Kitting your kittens.
Is that what they call it now?
That's what they call it now. Actual kittens. Cat scratch fever, which is a real thing, is much more dangerous and widespread than previously thought, according to CDC lead scientist Dr. Ted Nugent. And apparently, it's much more likely to be carried by kittens. They seem adorable and cute, but let them get close and they will kill you.
So people are tonguing their cats?
Apparently.
So it's called grooming.
You deserve to get sick. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Pet the cat. Give him some milk. Move on with your life.
So don't make out with Persians. Moz.
Mo.
You have become the Trump of this panel now.
But what? Why haven't cats updated? Persian cats should now be Iranian cats.
Yeah.
They should be.
Or
you know
Asian,
what? You're right.
East Asian cats.
And Siamese cats should be conjoined cats.
But wait, so you can't kiss or groom, you can no longer groom your own, you can't kiss
you
your cat.
That's
kiss.
How you groom
kiss
your cat?
Is that how
but
you
could you kiss an older cat? Well, I'm asking for a friend.
Now, when you...
So this is what the CDC found. They found that there is a particular danger in kittens and in stray cats. And they also say that having multiple cats increases your likelihood of dying, but decreases the likelihood of another person caring that you're dead.
No!
Who the hell is kissing stray cats? No.
Kiss me.